On the night when Jesus was born, the city of Bethlehem would have been a very, very busy place. And this village that would normally be of a few hundred people, in all likelihood, was numbering in the thousands, as people from all over the region were coming there because of a Roman census. And that got me thinking, what would it be like for some of the other homes in Bethlehem? What would it be like for example, the house next to the house where Jesus was born? Would they be distracted as they're dealing with all these unexpected guests and relatives? Or would they be able to actually see and pause and pay attention to this miracle happening next door? So that's the question that got me thinking. And this is their story. This is a play we'd like to call Kitty Corner.
Romans! Is it not enough that they tax us to death, but now they have to inflict all of our distant relatives on us with this census? Why does everyone have to travel back to their ancestral hometown?
Just want you to know, I hate Romans!
Romans!
Hey, not on my floor!
Frida, my dear wife, you should be thankful that we have all of these relatives, even if they are inflicted upon us, as you would say.
My dear husband, Nathan.
Yes.
Who is that?
Oh, hi there. I'm a relative visiting from Galilee. I appreciate your hospitality, and I noticed you have some peanut butter over here, which is one of my favorite things. Let me check. We have any.
No.
You know, there's no peanut butter in this jar at all.
I rest my case.
When's dinner? When's dinner?
Oh, I'll get it. Welcome. Come on in.
Thank you.
Hello, ladies. Hey.
Welcome.
Thank you. Sorry for bothering you. We were wondering, is this number 4 Matten House Road?
Oh, just let me ask for
you.
Thanks. Frida!
Yes?
Is this number 4 Matten House Road?
No, this is number 3 Matten House Road. Oh. Number 4 is the next house over just across the street, kitty corner from us.
Oh. I was wondering if we were in the right place.
No, you're not.
Yet, I have fond memories of this home. Did Jacob used to live here? He's my uncle.
And my great-uncle.
Yeah! What's so great about him?
Oh,
hey, how you doing? You live around here often?
Grandpa.
Looking real. Hey.
Go sit down.
She really wants me, though.
Ladies, don't mind him. You know, this actually was Jacob's house at one point in time, but, you know, I bought it from him a great many years ago. You know, he had all those boys and, gosh, carpenters, and they started building their own families. Well, this place just wasn't big enough for the whole family, so he actually built a larger place, just kitty corner down there, actually number 4 Matten House Lane.
I have fond memories of this home, but I don't remember it being this crowded.
Yeah, you guys looked a little cramped.
I can see why you needed a bigger space.
It's really not that bad. We'll manage. And as Grandpa would say, the more the merrier.
No, more if they merrier. Have myrrh, marry her.
Oh, no, wrong. Different Mary.
Well, my companions and I have traveled all the way from Hebron, and we are so tired. We were really, really hoping to find some place to sleep. Now, we haven't traveled nearly as far as some others that we've met along this journey, but it has still been exhausting.
Yeah, we would like to sleep somewhere, maybe inside and not just in our cloaks.
Oh, no. But you know what? I think Jacob's house might be even more crowded than it is here. And this place is crowded. When we passed by, did you notice? I'll bet there were at least a dozen donkeys out front.
Well, that's our cross to bear. We'll be leaving. Thank you very much for your hospitality.
Bye, ladies. We were just looking for some peanut butter.
We'll see you later.
Frida, did I tell you that I'm on the keto diet? I can't have any carbs. Peanut butter is the perfect thing.
You know what's good for keto? Licking the wall. That's all you get to do on keto.
Nathan, I think your family has eaten every last bit of food we have in the house. I don't know what we're going to do. There's nothing left anywhere.
Frida, I'll take care of it.
I'll go to the market. I'll get some grain. I'll be back. There will be plenty of food for the morning.
Okay.
Just trust me on this.
Nathan.
Yes.
While you're out there, maybe find me a nice lady.
Grandpa,
for crying out.
And Nathan.
Yes,
stranger. Get us some peanut butter.
Oh. Chunky peanut butter. Not the one in the peanut butter.
Oh. Yeah, right.
You guys are impossible.
Yes. Thank you. Oh, man, my back's seizing up. I can feel rigor mortis kicking in already. Hey, you look like one of our relatives. Come with me real quick. No? Okay, I didn't want you anyway. Hey, you two, come with me real quick. Come on.
No,
I'm serious. Let's go. Come on. Don't waste my time. Let's go. Jeez. You try to offer some hospitality around here and people just get cranky.
What?
I found us some relatives.
Who are they?
I don't know. They was funny looking, so I brought them up.
Why are they dressed so funny?
That's kind of why I thought they was related to us.
Grandpa.
That and I heard them say they was hungry. And well, both of those are kind of our traits, you know?
I'm sorry. Who are you and where are you from?
We're really confused about that right now.
Wait till you get older.
I really don't recognize you. I think you might be in the wrong house. I'm so sorry for Grandpa here. He's a little confused. Please be on your way. Don't let us keep you.
Yeah.
Please, you do not have to stay here.
Get out of here, you smelly camel humps.
Oh, Grandpa.
Well, just so you know, I never thought they were part of the family.
No. Well, aren't you perfect?
No. Yeah, well, but earlier, this young couple stopped by. He said he was Jacob's oldest boy, Joseph.
Oh, I remember
him. Joseph.
Oh, he was so tired. They had come such a long distance. And, well, he's been gone long enough. He forgot his father had sold this house and was living now kitty-corner. So, and he brought his cute little wife with him. Oh, she was also just exhausted. But boy, was she pregnant.
Oh, how terrible.
Imagine traveling so far, the great distance, and being pregnant, too.
Oh.
Who in the world would expect that of her?
The Roman!
Oh. Roman!
No! Can't you?
Oh, don't!
I threw out my back.
Oh, don't say that word anymore. Oh, my floors are already disgustingly sticky enough.
And Frida, speaking of sticky, we're all out of peanut butter.
And
when's dinner?
Can't you see what's going on down here? Can't you see how your people are suffering? How I am suffering? Oh, we live under Roman rule. We're being taxed through the nose. This census has us herded up like cattle into my home. My home. My home is like a barn. If this is what it means to be your chosen people, then perhaps you should choose someone else. Oh, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, why are you so distant from us? God, you promised that you would be with us. You promised that you would be our Emmanuel. Why have you not answered in so long?
Oh, come,
my hairy-legged billy goats. Hey, look what I just found out there. More relatives. And these don't smell like those other ones. Come on, guys, it's time. It's nap time.
It's nap time.
Papa's favorite time. Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Frida, Frida, is that you? Oh,
very funny, Nathan. Hey, are there animals in my house?
What?
Other than your relatives?
Hey, I heard that. I think they came in
to escape the rain.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. See, I had some gas in the middle of the night. I had to crack the door so we didn't all suffocate.
Frida, I think there's a goat in your pantry.
Oh dear.
Based on the smell, I think that there's a donkey in the living room. What? Oh, wait, maybe that's just my cousin.
Hey, that's not very nice.
You could stand to take a bath every once in a while.
I have a soap allergy.
Not all soaps.
What? Are those goats in the pantry?
Oh, no.
Somebody get the goats out of the pantry.
Yeah.
For crying out loud, Grandpa, you think grain grows on trees?
I got it.
I think it goes in the ground.
Shoot those goats. I was going to use that for your breakfast in the morning.
There we go. Goats all gone. Why are we complaining?
Would you mind shutting the door, Grandpa, so that they don't come back in?
He's your father.
Look. There's still a hurricane brewing, and landfall is real soon.
Grandpa, shut the door!
Okay, but it's your funeral.
My cousin does a lot better when he's ventilating, and you might do better with some ventilation.
I'm the master ventilator.
Nathan, can't you do something about them?
Everybody be quiet.
Please, everyone, just go back to sleep.
I can't sleep when I'm thinking about breakfast.
Hey, you know what's good for breakfast? Some of them hashy browns.
I love hash browns with peanut butter.
No, that's gross. You should try it.
I don't want to.
All right, everybody quiet.
Quiet! Everybody, just go back to sleep, please.
I can't sleep.
Adequate ventilation.
Nathan,
there's somebody at the door.
Nathan,
I'll get it.
Okay,
I'll get it. Hold on.
Okay,
let me hold on.
Okay. What now?
I can't find a match.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll get it. I'll get it. Deal with that later.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, ladies. Can I help you?
Grandpa. We are sorry to bother you so late. We are relatives of Jacob from across the street.
Yes. Well, it appears that we have a situation. Jacob's wife, Mary,
she's going into labor.
And it appears that her baby is going to be born tonight.
That's terrible.
Well, we're in need of some towels and some blankets. Do you have any we could borrow?
Well, you know, we have quite a few blankets around. We could gather them up and you can take them back.
Okay. I'll get some for
you.
This one's great.
And also, they need towels, and I believe we have a basket of towels, do we not?
Can
you imagine having a baby?
Why are they taking everything?
Tonight.
Well, we had to put Mary, the mother, in the stable for the night. It was the only quiet place in the home to be found. She's there with the other women who've helped with the other births. It's really not ideal.
Yeah, I should think not!
Oh, my goodness. Here are all the towels we have. Please, I hope they're enough.
Thank you. It's more than we had. This will be very helpful. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yes, Graham.
Before we go, I should let you know we had to put the animals out of the stable for the night.
Oh, yes, we know.
You may want to make sure your doors were closed pretty tight. So
they've already been here.
Easy. Settle down. Settle down. Settle down. Enough. Don't mind them. They're my wife's relatives. They're here for the census.
Boy, the census. I can't believe the Romans would do that.
Roman!
Oh, no! My floors!
Oh, don't you fret, Frida.
Well, thank you.
I'll clean it for you.
Blessings for the mother and baby.
Where do you keep your extra towels?
Oh!
Okay.
The one with one tooth was kind of cute.
Grandpa!
Grandpa.
No.
Okay, everybody, just go back to sleep. Try to get some rest. Lord knows there's not going to be much rest across the street tonight, I'll tell you
You're telling me.
You know, waking up in the middle of the night makes me hungry. Have you got any food?
Yeah, like peanut butter?
Peanut butter.
No peanut butter.
Hold on. I'll get it.
What do they have out there?
I'm coming.
Come on.
I'm coming. Hold on.
What now?
Hold on.
Stop anyway?
I got it.
Shh, everybody.
Can I?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What in the world? Sheep. Get these sheep out of my house. Shoot. Oh, don't wake him up.
Oh, no.
Sheep and knocking and...
Either I wet myself or they peed on me.
Oh, Grandpa.
And Grandpa and sheep and knocking and... Can I help you, gentlemen?
Perhaps. Is this the house where the baby was born?
Baby?
Aye, a baby. You know, a wee little lad.
Excuse me. I think that that's next door. Not here. This is Three Mountain House, not four.
Aye, we knew it was born somewhere around here. That's what the angel told us.
Angel?
Aye, you'll never believe what happened to us. We were out in the fields watching over the flocks, lambing and whatnot.
When the sky got all bright.
I was like, do you see that? And I was like, I do.
Me too, I saw it too.
And then a huge, shining warrior appeared right in front of us.
All bright and going, like, intimidating.
It was hard to look at. I was afraid Angus over here was going to wet himself.
Don't make fun. I saw him. He got knocking too.
It was an angel.
Whoa. Aye, a messenger from the Lord.
And then the angel spoke.
Fear not, he said. I bring you good news that will be of great joy to all people.
The Savior, yes, Messiah, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you shall recognize him by the sign. You shall find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. Lying in a manger.
Snoogly? What's snoogly?
Then the whole sky went bonkers. Thousands of angels. There. I was concerned that Aunt Angus here might totally mess himself.
You were cowering even more than I was.
That's true. What's those cards?
Unfortunately true. But then the whole sky full said this. Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those whom he is well pleased.
And they all whooshed up into the sky and vanished.
Whooshed up. It was crazy.
All true. Okay. We saw with our own eyes.
And that's when we knew we had to find the child.
But he's not here?
No. That's right. Sorry for interrupting yous.
Well, gentlemen, that is quite a story in the middle of the night.
All true.
Well, we best be on our way next door. I want to see if that's the child we were told about.
Maybe I'll find some pants
in here. Peanut butter. Thank you.
Peanut butter. Will you settle down?
Bye-bye.
They're crazy.
Your floors are sticky.
Angels? Bizarro!
Wow, that was some story.
I'll say.
I wonder if they found him yet. Well, I would rather sleep than think about that.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we should go take a look. What do you think?
No, everybody, listen.
Everybody, if that poor woman has just had a baby in a stable, she is going to need her space.
Giving birth
everybody,
is like a sore
throat. Everybody, just go back to sleep.
Oh, okay. Oh, we found him.
Angus, I told you he'd be here.
I told you.
Angus, he's here.
Oh. Yeah, he is. Yeah. I'm going next door.
No.
Come on, Grandpa. Come on.
No, they need their space.
Come on, Grandpa.
Let's go.
Give them their privacy.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this. Look on this thing.
Come on. Just give them their privacy. They leave them alone.
Frida. Look at the head on this kid.
Frida,
they
come on.
Just had a baby.
Frida.
But don't bother listening to me about it. Just do what you're going to do. That's what you're going to do anyway. I might as well just clean up around here. By myself, like I always do. Do you think it's possible that the Messiah himself was born at number 4 Matten House Road, next door? It's too good to be true. It has to be. Besides, I'm not ready. My house is a complete shambles. My floors, ugh. I don't even have a meal to offer. Those goats and their family have eaten every last bit of food we have left in the house. Oh, my hair's all out of place. I have nothing decent to wear. No, I am not ready. I'm not worthy, not of Messiah. I don't have everything figured out, sorted out yet. Nothing is in its right place. Nothing is where it's supposed to be. Not in my house. Certainly not in my life. Oh, God must be so upset with me. I should have had it more together by now. No, I can't see the Messiah. I can't even go look at him, because what if it's true? What if he's really here? And I'm not ready. I need to keep cleaning up. If I just clean up, if I could just do more, then maybe I'll be ready. Then maybe then. Nathan, you scared me.
Frida, is that why you didn't want to come see the baby? Because you don't think you're worthy? Because you don't think you have it all together? Don't you get it? None of us are worthy. That is why he sent us a Savior. That is why a child was born tonight. He knew we couldn't do this on our own. He knows that we're not worthy. Frida, it's just like the shepherd said. There's a beautiful baby born in a manger just across the street. He came for us. He came to be our helper. Frida, come on. Will you meet him, please?
Okay. Maybe just a look.
Okay. Come on, Frida. Let's go.
Oh, my. Hello, little one. I've waited so long to meet you.
Rejoice, rejoice.
Another round of applause for our actors. The reason why we wanted to tell this story this morning is that for so many of us, our story is a lot like Frida's story. As we think of Christmas, which is just 10 days away, oftentimes our thoughts of Christmas are just consumed with some of the activities of Christmas, like relatives, much of which is wonderful, and some of which, let's be honest, is weird. And so just like Frida, as we would imagine this person who would be living across the street from where Jesus was born a couple thousand years ago, it's really easy to get distracted by the details. And so even in the story, as we're wondering for Frida, is she going to notice the miracle that's happening just across the street? The truth is, we deal with that very same temptation ourselves. It's easy in the midst of all of the activities of Christmas to miss out on the reason for it. I'm reminded of John chapter 1, verse 14, that kind of summarizes the whole message of Christmas, both in what it is as a miracle, but also some of the challenges that we have regarding Christmas. John chapter 1, 14 simply says this: the Word, which is kind of a fancy name for in this context, for God. So God, the Word God, became flesh, became human, and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, the first sentence there tells us the whole message of Christmas. The Word became flesh. God became human. The same Word that created the whole universe with the Word became fully and completely human and made his dwelling among us. Jesus, the Messiah, our Savior, was born fully God, fully human. The only one uniquely qualified to reconcile God and humanity. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And then we get to the second sentence, and this is the part that for us is sometimes a little more optional. we have seen his glory. Now, his glory is there to be seen. Now, we don't have necessarily Frida's story where you could go across the street and you see a baby. But what we do have is we have Jesus through the perspective of history and through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus who lived, who died, who rose again, who ascended into heaven, and who sent his Spirit to dwell among us, that Jesus is even closer than the baby across the street. That Jesus is as close as the very breath that we breathe. He is right there. If we're not too distracted to see it. So sometimes we're like Frida and we're distracted by all the activities, we're distracted, you know, all the relatives, all the weirdness. We're just caught up in the season that way. But sometimes we're also like Frida, where we're distracted by the commotion in our own hearts. We don't feel worthy. We don't feel like we've done enough. Like Frida, we think, well, okay, well, I'll come to Jesus when I finally get my act together. When I finally deal with all that stuff. When the whole point of Christmas is that none of us have our act together. None of us are worthy. And that's why God loved us, loved the whole world so much that he would send his one and only Son. That whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. We have seen his glory. All who have truly seen his glory are changed by it. Our lives are different as a result. But as we think about the play, as we think about what it might have been like to be a neighbor of the birth of Jesus, I want you to try a phrase on for size. I don't want to miss Jesus this Christmas. Just whisper that under your breath. Try it on for size. I don't want to miss Jesus this Christmas, because it's really easy to. And all of the good things happening and all the weird things happening and all the busyness in our own souls, all the doubt, all the conflict, all the shortcomings, it's really easy to miss it. But it's right there. I don't want to miss Jesus this Christmas. And then I would challenge you to take one step further and to turn that into a prayer. And I don't know whether or not you pray frequently or not, or kind of where you are in your relationship with God, but this could be a good way to take a first step if today you're wanting to take a first step. It's just to turn that into a prayer and say, Jesus, I don't want to miss you. Jesus, I don't want to miss you. And maybe for somebody here today, that's just the honest cry of your heart. Like, if you're out there, God, I want to know. So I want to invite you to spend a moment in prayer or in silence or whatever, but just invite you to maybe bow your head and just think about where you are with your walk with God today. Where it feels like Jesus is in your life. Is he 100 miles away, like he's watching from a distance? Is he a little bit closer? Perhaps just it feels like he's just across the street, but you're wondering whether or not you're going to make the journey. But I'm here this morning to tell you that he's even closer than that. He's as close as the breath you breathe. He's as real as the heartbeat that you feel in your chest right now. And he wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to spend Christmas with you. And so perhaps under your breath, with your head bowed, you would just say that again, that simple prayer. Jesus,
I don't want to miss you. And I'd invite you to some act of openness. Now, you don't need to, you know, need to do anything big or whatever. Nobody around you is watching. The lights are low. It's just us. But that might mean for you, maybe you just sort of wiggle your finger. You open your hand. You pray a prayer beyond that. But just something to indicate to God this morning. My heart's open, Lord. And I don't want to miss you. My heart's open. And I don't want to miss you. Jesus, thank you that you are the most amazing gift ever given to humanity. And Lord, we confess that Christmas for us can get really busy. A lot of activity. A lot of it good. But Lord, in the midst of all of it, we don't want to miss the best thing. Lord, help each one of us to have our hearts open to you this Christmas. You who came as the Word made flesh, you who are God, become human. Thank you that you understand our humanity. You understand the family dynamics. You understand the mess in our own souls and the mess in our own lives, and you've come to redeem all of it and to reconcile us with your Father and ours. And so, Jesus, I don't want to miss you this Christmas. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.